I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 1, Episode 1, Celebration.
A person wakes confused from a deep sleep, struggles through a dark bedroom to the bathroom, and takes a satisfying piss. A woman's voice calls out, "Logan, where are you?" A light blinks on. We see the puddle of urine on the carpet and an elderly man leaning above it. This is Logan Roy, media mogul, poor penis aimer. His wife, Marcia Roy, helps him back to bed. Cut to the back seat of an expensive car pulling up to a New York skyscraper. Meet Kendall Roy. Oversized headphones on his ears, psyching himself up. He's edgy, tense, and rapping. Welcome to Succession. Kendall enters an impressive office and takes a seat. The man seated opposite, Lawrence Yee, the owner of Valter, tells Kendall, "There's an issue with the takeover Kendall thought was a done deal." Kendall is stunned and scrabbles to salvage the talks, but Lawrence point blank declares he won't be letting the Neanderthal bloated dinosaur Logan Empire anywhere near his own company, leaving "fuck you, daddy's boy" and a reference to former drug abuse as a parting comment. One team member asks, "Do you want to phone your dad?" "No, I don't want to phone my dad," asking if anyone else wants to phone their dads and clarifying, "Nobody wants to phone their dad." His mobile rings. It's his dad, asking if the deal is closed. Kendall says everything is just cool and asks if they're still good for the announcement. Logan hangs up. After getting stoned and throwing up through the eyes of a mascot costume he was wearing onto visitors at a theme park, Greg Hirsch, a.k.a. Cousin Greg, a small twig in the Logan family tree, calls his mom for advice. She tells him it's Logan's birthday and to get a flight to New York with a gift for his great uncle and get himself a job. Back in New York, Frank Vernon, a key part of the Logan Empire, is telling Kendall the deal with Lawrence is still off the table unless they offer stupid money. Enter Roman Roy, younger brother to Kendall, and a huge wind-up merchant. Roman digs for info on how the deal is going, but Kendall keeps the disaster close to his chest. Roman mentions that Kendall is set to step up into the top job very soon, heir to their father's empire. Kendall tells him subtly to be quiet, but Roman says everyone already knows. Tom Wemskins is stressed about getting the perfect gift for Logan with his girlfriend, Shiv Roy, Logan's daughter, currently working in politics. He declares his gift-buying strategy a fucking disaster and asks for her help. She tells him her father won't be impressed regardless. He settles on an expensive watch. Ken and his team are still looking at the Lawrence deal. He suggests throwing in another 10 mil, maybe a blowjob, a reach around, and hell, he'll even cup his balls. Logan arrives to check in and has papers for Ken to sign. Kendall asks if the announcement about him being the successor to his dad is still good to go. Logan reassures him. As Logan returns home, he is stopped by Greg, who is instantly shoved into a wall by bodyguards. A panicked Greg quickly explains who he is and is allowed in. As they exit the elevator, they're greeted by shouts of surprise from the gathered Roy family and friends. Logan almost manages to pretend to be surprised. Connor Roy, Logan's eldest son, presents his dad a gift, keen for him to open it. Instead, Logan quickly moves on and introduces everyone to cousin Craig. Tom's attempt to present Logan with a flashy watch falls flat when Kendall appears, distracting attention as they offer congratulations, unaware the deal has gone tits up. Kendall tells his dad he's issued a call with the board at 4, so Logan can make the succession announcement, but before they confirm, Kendall's estranged wife, Rava Roy, arrives with their two children. Kendall welcomes them, and during a bout of small talk, cautiously raises the prospect of possible reconciliation, but Rava tells him she's seeing someone else. Greg stops Logan and asks for a job, telling him it was the idea of his grandfather Ewan Roy, Logan's brother. Logan tells him all Ewan has to do is ask. We hear that Logan and Ewan have not spoken for a long time and that things aren't great between them. Logan reveals to his kids that he's adding his wife Marcia to the family trust and that she gets his seat on the board in the event of his death. Shiv complains that this gives her a double vote within the company. Kendall hears he's already signed. Ah, the papers brought to the office earlier. Shiv wants to run it by her lawyers. Logan asks them all to have signed by 4 p.m. Logan then drops the real bombshell. He's going to give it a couple more years before standing down. Roman struggles to contain his laughter as Ken grasps with his now shattered dreams. Kendall confronts his dad. "You fucked me," he said. Logan reveals he considers him weak and reminds him that only a few years ago, he was still in the nut house. "Rehab, Dad. It's called rehab," Ken answers. Logan knows the deal with Lawrence went south and suggests he might stay on for another 5 or 10 years before taunting his son. "Are you going to fucking cry?" After lunch, family and friends depart for a traditional Roy celebration game of softball. En route, Greg proposes that Ewan would give his seat to Greg. Logan seems open to the proposition. At the softball game, Logan asks Shiv to turn her back on politics and come into the company. She says if she did, she'd want the top job. And Logan listens. Tom approaches and presents the watch to Logan. "Every time you look at it, it tells you exactly how rich you are," says Tom, pleased with himself. Logan laughs politely and hands the watch off to an aide. Later, Kendall is trying to convince Roman and Shiv to back him for the top job and come in as co-presidents. Both turn him down flat. Tom talks to Greg. "Is this the start of something special?" And plays passive-aggressive, asking if Greg would kiss him if asked. As Greg fumbles uncertainly, Tom guffaws again and said he was only joking. A kid watching the game is drafted in by Roman, as one team are a player short, while Kendall makes a secret phone call dishing dirt on his dad, suggesting the family wants him out. Roman makes the kid a proposition that if he hits a home run, he'll give him $1 million and writes the check. The kid hits the ball and runs, but just before reaching home base, he's tagged out by Tom. Roman laughs and tears the check in two as the distraught kid returns to his family on the sidelines. Kendall is back in the office to meet Lawrence again, hoping to strike a deal too sweet to be turned down. Back at the game, the kid and his family are asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement. They're left with the watch Tom bought for Logan as compensation. Before leaving, Logan tells Frank he's letting him go. Frank is furious at being booted so unceremoniously after 30 years' service. In the helicopters, Logan tries to get Shiv, Roman, and Connor to sign the papers. They refuse. Logan becomes incoherent and loses consciousness. The family hurry to get him to the hospital. In the office, with Kendall unaware of his dad's plight, Lawrence takes a secretive call. Immediately after, he agrees the deal. As soon as it is struck, Lawrence reveals that Logan has suffered a brain hemorrhage, and now Logan is not there to protect them. He's gonna eat them all, one by fucking one. I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously on Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Written, produced, and published by Daph Doris.